for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. An incident involving federal immigration agents unfolded close to 8 a.m. Monday morning near the intersection of Sterling and Baseline in Highland. According to immigrant rights activists, ICE agents were pursuing a vehicle when a crash occurred. The Department of Homeland Security has not responded to KVCR's request for comment. But the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department said two civilian vehicles, a Hyundai and a Toyota, were involved in the collision. Deputies said the driver of one of the vehicles ran from the scene while the other driver was taken to a hospital. Authorities have not released the extent of that person's injuries. The Sheriff's Department said an ICE vehicle was not involved in the collision and referred additional questions to the Department of Homeland Security. A growing number of immigrant rights advocates are raising concerns over the use of force by federal immigration agents following recent deadly encounters across the country, KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
Community members at a recent vigil read the names of people who have died during encounters with immigration enforcement.
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo.
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, presente!
The names also include those who died inside detention centers. The vigil was a response to the killing of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, who was shot by an agent in Houston last week. On Monday, another man was killed by a federal agent in Maine. DHS says that agents in both situations acted in self-defense because the men used their cars as weapons. Both men who died were not the actual targets of the operations. Immigrant rights advocates are calling for independent investigations for each incident. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Ontario.
Governor Gavin Newsom says a new law he signed on Monday will reduce red tape when it comes to building more affordable housing in California. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more from Oakland.
Newsom signed this year's housing budget trailer bill on an affordable housing job site just steps from the Lake Merritt BART station in Oakland's Chinatown. It aims to make it easier for local nonprofits to build affordable housing by allocating $500 million for state low-income housing tax credits. The law also limits the local impact fees governments can collect that drive up the cost of development.
And so you've got some cities and counties, these impact fees are comical. They're outrageous. It makes it quite literally impossible to develop an affordable unit. It's BS.
Counties argue limiting the fees they collect will disincentivize them from pursuing affordable housing projects, an argument Newsom disagrees with.
As a former county mayor, talking to the wrong guy.
The new law also sets aside $900 million in grants for local governments to combat homelessness. This year's housing bill builds on past efforts to reform the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, in turn making it easier to approve housing projects. In Oakland, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
California and 11 other states are suing to block Paramount Skydance's takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says it would extinguish competition.
David Ellison may think this is an offer we can't refuse, but I'm here to say he's wrong.
David Ellison is the 42-year-old CEO of Paramount Skydance and the architect behind the proposed $110 billion takeover of Warner Brothers. Bonta says the proposed merger is illegal under the Clayton Act.
That is a law that has been on the books for over 100 years. It prevents mergers that may substantially lessen competition or tend to create a monopoly.
Bonta says the merger would lead to higher prices, lower quality, and less content for film and television. Warner and Paramount argue the deal is good for industry growth and consumers. This state-level pushback comes even though federal Justice Department regulators previously cleared the deal. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.